Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Following the leaders worked for 100 years for the Girl Scouts.
On my honor, I will try
to serve God and my country.
To help people.
To help people.
And to live by the Girl Scout law.
The Girl Scouts, far more than cookies and badges for lighting fires and pitching a tent, or indeed doing that very cute pledge. They're an organization that's had an impact on 59 million women alive today, specifically high-powered women, 80% of female business owners, 80% Girl Scout alumni, 70% of all women in Congress, and nearly every female astronaut. Is there a badge for that? We can celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Girl Scouts with Irene Sarceda. She was homeless her whole life. She joined a Girl Scout leadership development program called the Gamma Sigma Girls in High School. And Irene, what happened then?
Well, I felt more powerful. I was able to do a lot more. I was empowered.
Within your first month in the organization, you became president of the troop. What did you have to do? Help the other girls, I guess?
Basically, I encouraged them to do what they believed in. And together we did service, community service together. We helped other people. You know, I was just there for encouragement, and they encouraged me. So it was, they gave me power.
Life-changing. Well, Ana Maria Chavez is joining us now as well. She's the chief executive of the Girl Scouts. And Ana Maria, we have to remember how remarkable it was to set up this kind of organization, because we call them Girl Guides in Britain, and I think they were set up just a year or so before the Girl Scouts here, and nobody thought that girls could do this kind of thing. You know, they can't run, they can't jump. What can they do in the Scouts, they said?
Absolutely. But you have seen over 100 years our Girl Scouts are doing amazing things in local communities, you know, saving lives, creating opportunities for other kids. So we're really excited. We're turning 100 years old today and can't be more excited to be here in Savannah where it all started.
Tell us about the beginning. What were the early days? Long skirts?
Absolutely. Long skirts, but also very exciting things. You know, some of our initial badges were around innovation and technology. And one of the first badges was an electrician badge, an aviator badge. You know, and this was all taking place long before, you know, even women had the right to vote. So, you know, Juliet Gordon Lowe, our founder, was a visionary, and she created a movement that nobody could stop and actually is still growing strong here today in the United States.
And we'll talk in a moment about what it can do for people today. But Irene, what did you get from the Girl Scouts that you weren't getting in the rest of your life?
They gave me friendship and sisterhood. They showed me that I was there. They showed me that they were there for me. They helped me. They helped me so much. I wasn't alone with them.
The company, what about the skills? What did they teach you to do that you didn't know you could do?
I didn't know I could lead. I didn't know I was a leader until they put me in that position.
Ana Maria, there is some controversy, isn't there? In the start of the scouting movement was military, no question about that. Baden-Powell came back from the Boer War in South Africa and basically was trying to put some backbone into the youth of Britain, but it became much more than that. Is there controversy here in the U.S. about what Girl Scouts do?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, over 100 years, people have seen the impact our organization has had, not only in this country, but across the world. You know, we're in more than 80, 90 countries here on the globe. We're nonpartisan, we're nonpolitical. But you've heard Irene's story. You know, we're giving girls ages 5 through 17 opportunities not only to change their life, but to change their local communities. You know, we're providing girls a safe and supportive environment to thrive. We're providing girls a platform to take off. So, you know, again, in Girl Scouting, we say we're developing girls of courage, confidence, and character who are making the world a better place.
Say that again.
We are creating girls of courage, confidence, and character who are making the world a better place.
Courage, confidence, and character.
And absolutely.
For those who don't know, and for parents thinking about maybe their daughters might do this, tell us about a typical Girl Scout meeting.
Well, you know, what's interesting about Girl Scouts, and I think that's why we're thriving after 100 years, is that it's all about the individual experience. When a girl enters our organization, she gets to lead her experience. She gets to go down a path. If she's passionate about art or science, if she wants to do community service, she can do that as well. And, of course, you cannot forget our cookie program. It is the largest entrepreneurial program for girls in the country. Our girls go out and raise $760 million every year as part of this program. They're running their own business. And this money goes back to the troops and goes back and stays in their local communities. Our girls are investing in other nonprofits. They're creating opportunities, again, for people living in their communities. So, again, for a girl living somewhere in this country or abroad, they can be part of our organization and make this world a better place.
Irene, what does your troop do in an average month?
We help people. That's basically what the Gamma Sigma Girls did, which was a chapter of the Girl Scouts. We would do food drives, and we did Habitat for Humanity and built houses.
Where was that?
In San Antonio, Texas.
And what kind of houses?
Houses for families with low income.
And you told us that you learned you could lead, something you'd never thought about. Do you mind telling us a bit more about where you came from, the journey that you made? You said you were homeless. What did that mean? How did that arise?
I came to Texas at the age of 5. I lived in Colorado before that, but when we came to Texas, me and my mother, we didn't really have a place to stay because she didn't have a job at the time. We moved a lot, and so I went to many different schools, and I didn't really have the chance to make close bonds with friends and stuff because I was a young child. I didn't know how to do so, and basically, I was led by my mother. Like, wherever she went, I would go because she knew what was best for us. And I ended up going to 7 elementaries and never really making the connection with people that I needed, the true connection. And it was really hard because we would always have to move, and we would stay in different people's houses. And they call it couch surfing. We would, like, sleep in their living rooms sometimes, or sometimes they would have, like, a guest room for us.
And for a girl like yourself, that would do nothing for your confidence, would it?
No, sir. I felt very alone. It was really hard.
And so why did you decide that the Girl Scouts was something you could do? It's a jump.
I wanted to be a part of something. When I found out that I was able to stay at my high school for more than 1 year, I was thrilled. So by my senior year, I figured I might as well join an organization that I feel would help me. And it was a group of girls that were interested in the same thing, which was helping other people. And I was definitely interested in helping other people. And I walked in, and they welcomed me with open arms. And in no time, I was their president, which was amazing.
It's a fantastic tale. Ana Maria Chavez, can I mention the F word, feminism? Is the Girl Scouts, is it a feminist organization?
Well, what we're focused on, again, is creating leaders in this country. As you look across this country and the issues that are impacting local communities, we want to be part of that solution, and that's what we're doing. We're creating opportunities for girls to run after issues that they're passionate about. And, I mean, you've listened to Irene's story. She, again, didn't have a place to go where she could build friendships, where she could build self-confidence around the issues that were impacting her life. And so we have individuals like Irene across the country entering our organization because they want to, you know, again, have other girls around them, be in a supportive environment, and to make their communities a better place. And so, again, we're focused on the next 100 years and focus on the fact that there's still a major leadership gap in this country. You know, only 3% of women of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies exist. And so, again,
I suppose that's what I meant with my feminism question, because I think out of the top 100 companies in the world, only 4 are run by women. You know, that's not empowerment yet, is it?
Well, again, there's a lot to be done. And so we're starting with girls. We're giving them an opportunity to stay in school, get involved in their local communities. And that's why we've recently launched a new cause campaign called To Get Her There, with the goal of, to reach balanced leadership in one generation by supporting girls and their leadership development. And we're hoping that your listeners can go online and learn more and sign our pledge at togetherthere.org. We are really excited about this opportunity because we need to reach more girls. We're only serving 8% of girls in the United States, but we're going to need help.
Sure.
Other organizations to help us serve these girls.
Anna Maria, thank you. Anna Maria Chavez and Irene Sateda from the Girl Scouts.
And
you're listening to The Takeaway, sorry.
I was just going to say, we want to get people's stories about. I was an Indian maiden through the YMCA, but we want to get your stories about your experience with the Girl Scouts, if you have them, at 8778.
That's a set of pictures I want to see.
I'm Celeste Headley.
And I'm Dan Damon, in for John Heckenberry.
And this is The Takeaway.